And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by the Yard Patio Furniture down in Jordan, Minnesota, and Cardinal Corner. We'll talk to Jim coming up in just seconds. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about Cardinal Corner. We've been telling you about this store, actually two locations, for years now. I hope you've been there. So much more than a bird seed store. In fact, they've just received a new shipment of beautiful craft glass bird baths. They look almost like a flower. They come in purple, amber, and white. Speckled glass, blue-pointed bowl. Birds love splashing around in these new bird baths. Of course, we always mention, too, they have at Cardinal Corner the freshest bird seed around. And have you subscribed to their monthly newsletter? All kinds of tips and stories. All you have to do is subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in. See Lee and Pam. They're located in West St. Paul, Butler, and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. They always like to chat with you. Here's the number, 651-455-6556, or again, online at cardinalcorner.com. You stop by, you're going to find out that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, on this holiday weekend. It's currently and officially 71.
Oh, I got to write that down. 71 in the Twin Cities. Oh, wow.
On our way to 97.
Oh, I know. Okay. Well, all we can say, the heat wave continues.
Yes, indeed.
And you know what? Lake temperatures are rising quite rapidly. Cindy Mays from the InTown Marina here, located on the south side of Lake Waconia, notes that the water temperature yesterday afternoon was 74 degrees. Crappies and northerns and other fish are biting, but quite a few people are launching their boats and enjoying just the hot air temperatures and warm water temperatures for water skiing and swimming. See, 70 degrees is considered the cutoff for safe swimming. Catherine and Terry Frazee from Green Lake at Spicer also reported water temperatures of 74 degrees yesterday afternoon. Terry jumped in and said the water was great. Well, anyway, here at 7 o'clock on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, where we live, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, it's 70 degrees and partly sunny. The lake is calm. I hear house wrens singing, Baltimore Orioles singing. I heard the double squawk of the male ringneck pheasant just a moment ago, and mourning doves are cooing. Lily of the Valley is blooming nicely in our yard. And not far from us, the black locust trees are in bloom. Beautiful. And so are some of the old-fashioned, tall, bearded irises. They're the purple ones. Sun rose this morning at 5:33 and sets at 8:48 this evening. So today in the Twin Cities and area, we have 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. We have gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 13 minutes since last Sunday, and as of today, 6 hours and 28 minutes, almost 6.5 hours, is a total daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice. We still have 21 minutes of daylight to gain by June 21st, which we call the first astronomical day of summer, also known as the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere. Our normal high, Danny, for today is 73.
My goodness.
I know. Ooh. The normal low is 52. Records for today, May 27th in the Twin Cities, high 95, set 49 years ago, 1969. We could beat that. Isn't that something? So the record standing right now is 95. Record low, 34, 111 years ago, 1907. On this date in 1978, it rained 2.17 inches. And I have to say, we could use a good soaking rain.
We really could.
Especially, people in northern Minnesota are desperate. Now, this is not everywhere, but in most areas. There's been some heavy rains lately in some spots. But even in southern Minnesota, we're noticing how dry it is. Anyway, on this day, 1965, there was a trace of snow that fell in the Twin Cities. We have a nearly full moon. That set this morning at 451. Did you happen to see it when you were driving?
You know, I did not this morning, Jim.
It was cloudy, though.
Those have pretty much moved out, at least from our vantage point here, the clouds.
Oh.
But, yeah, I missed it this morning.
Okay. And anyway, it rises again at 651 this early evening. Tuesday, May 29th, is the next full moon. And planet Venus continues to shine brightly in the west, starting about a half hour after sunset. Look for that bright thing looks like a bright star, but it's a planet and it's Venus. White-tailed deer fawns are arriving. At birth, the weight of a fawn is about 7 pounds. This past Thursday, May 24th, Tom Bovers from Faribault, while walking on a trail in the Cannon River Wilderness area, spotted a very newborn fawn in the middle of the trail in a grassy area. Tom and Lisa Bovers observed the first of the year Polyphemus moth just yesterday, and they also noticed the black flies are out. Across southern Minnesota, scotch and red pines are shedding pollen. Our red pine, I just touched it yesterday, and the pollen just flew out of there, or just like a cloud. Some farmers are still busy planting soybeans and harvesting the first crop of alfalfa. Lauren Burkle from Mankato reports that a farmer just west of Elysian was cutting alfalfa yesterday, and Jerry Gray, who lives near Winsted, also saw fresh-cut alfalfa yesterday in 2 fields near Biscay. That's located between Glencoe and Hutchinson. Also in southern Minnesota, the first fireflies are on the wing. Tim Grady observed fireflies at dusk last night in the Lanesboro area. And as a matter of fact, he saw fireflies on the wing for the first time May 19th. On the 25th, that would have been Friday, Ray Simon saw his first of the year fireflies. Ray and Marlene live just on the edge of Northfield, so the first fireflies are out.
You know, as a matter of fact, Jim, this morning we just received a couple of text emails, too. Dan in Lakeville saw fireflies early this morning, and Mike in Faribault last night. So you're right. They're being found here in CCO land.
I'm writing it down, fireflies. Okay. Mary Brislance from Lutzen in the reports in the Arrowhead region, the first black flies are out, and there is what she calls just this beautiful patchwork of greens, from the dark green of spruces and pines to the mint green, light bright green of the half-sized new leaves out on paper birches, quaking aspens, moose maples, and other deciduous trees and shrubs. She and her son, John, were birding yesterday and saw 27 species, including 10 warbler species. 3 were new for them this year, the golden wing, mourning, and common yellowthroat, new warblers. Birding is really good along the North Shore right now. At the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, about 2 miles west of Chanhassen, some of the showy blooming wildflowers in the Grace B. Dayton Wildflower Garden include columbine, wild blue phlox, wild geranium, small yellow lady slipper, and mayapple. Matt Shute, led a walk in the arboretum yesterday and saw and heard 31 species of birds, including the Acadian flycatcher, and counted 35 different wildflowers blooming. Right now, the Northern Lights azaleas are spectacular in the arboretum. Some of the colors on the different shrubs include bright pink, bright yellow, and bright orange, and purple, and white. These are on all different shrubs. Plants of the Northern Lights hybrid azaleas are the only winter hardy azaleas that can be counted on to produce full bloom every year in the upper Midwest. Flower buds can withstand winter temperatures of minus 30 to minus 45. It's hard to think about on a day when it's supposed to be 97 without injury. But the shrubs are compact in habit and mature at 6 to 7 feet in height and spread. Flowers of the Northern Lights hybrid azaleas are funnel-shaped, usually 1.5 to 2 inches across. They come in clusters. Most have a spicy fragrance, which I like. The Northern Lights hybrid azaleas were developed by the late Albert G. Johnson, a taxonomist and plant breeder at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. They're wonderful. Get out and see them today if you can. A few more reports. Tim Grady reports from Lanesboro in the southeastern part of Minnesota. It was 95 there yesterday. Bobolinks and eastern meadowlarks were displaying and singing. Great catbirds were laying eggs. Cliff swallows were gathering mud to make their gourd-like nests under bridges. Julie Brophy from Victoria notes, the Baltimore Orioles near their yard were incubating eggs. That was as of yesterday, and probably just a few days before that. Tree swallows and blue jays are also incubating. Many spiny basket tail dragonflies are on the wing. Pollinators seen in flowers in Julie and Bill's yard include the wild bees and serpent flies. Yesterday she saw many birds panting with open mouths. That's how they cool their bodies down. Some of the birds bathing in the bird bath yesterday include American robins, eastern bluebirds, black-capped chickadees, Baltimore Orioles, and gray catbirds. Oh, I've got more, but maybe we need to talk about...
By the yard. Yeah, it's just going to be a little warm out there, but it doesn't bother the furniture. We're talking about by the yard furniture. And, Jim, because it's Memorial Day weekend, they've got some specials that they wanted you and I to talk about there at by the yard. This is what the deal is. They're offering $79 off any end table when you buy two Adirondack chairs at the regular price. The maintenance-free, this is Jim and I have talked about this furniture for years. Totally maintenance-free, leave it out. You never have to store it. Jim, you've never had to store yours, right?
Oh, no. It just stays out there. Clean it off, squirt it off with a hose, and it looks like new.
And if you're lucky enough to have some kind of a lake home, a lake house, cabin, whatever, it's perfect for situations like that. You'll never have to paint it. You never have to stain it. It's going to be there for generations to come. Now, this Memorial Day special is going on through June 3rd. Let's see, what else do they have? $79 any end table when you buy two Adirondack chairs. Save $158 on two end tables when you buy four Adirondacks. So they've got a very special deal on those great Adirondack-style furniture. I'm going to give you a website. This is what they want you to do after Jim's show. Get on the web at buytheyard.net. Get that free catalog so you can browse all the different styles and colors. There's sure to be one that fits your style. That's buytheyard.net.
Oh, great.
Good stuff.
Great furniture.
Great family-run business.
Yeah. Well, talking about being outside, our son, Andrew, and his wife, Lisa, are having a graduation party for their son, Lucas, today. And, you know, a couple hundred people are coming. It's 97 degrees. Well, anyway, Sandy and I and our daughter-in-law, Leah, are going to cut up watermelon. That's our job. I think the watermelon's going to go fast today. Russ Ripberger and Sandy. Sandy and Russ Ripberger live on Bass Creek in Brooklyn Park. They're the ones that have 45 wood duck nesting boxes on a half-acre lot. It's done in a really neat way. At 8:20 a.m. Thursday, the 24th, the first wood duck brood jumped out of a nesting box. Memorial Day weekend, there's usually a big spike in wood duck young jumping. That's what Russ says. Dr. Larry Scott called me the other day. He's a neurologist, does research at the University of Minnesota. He says that at his home in Maple Lake, or in the Maple Lake area, he has seen many Canada geese nesting on tops of muskrat lodges this spring, more than he's ever seen before. And you know what? I noticed that around here too. They were the Canada geese, and now the trumpeter swans too, are taking advantage of the tops of these lodges to build their nests and have their eggs to incubate. Val Rukavina from Minnetonka found two small painted turtles in his yard near a pond. They live near a pond and a lake. They're small turtles about the size of a quarter. So no doubt, these turtles spent the winter underground in the nest their mother dug early last summer and cover with soil. It takes painted turtle eggs about 100 days to hatch, and the late ones wait until the following spring to come out. And then, of course, they come out and they head for a lake or a wetland. Ray and Marlene Simon live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield report. Scarlet Tanager came to their sunflower feeder last week. Summer Tanager was seen in the Northfield area. Black-capped chickadees began hatching out on Thursday. They have four nests that they're watching and a total of 20 young, and they're watching both the male and the female. You can't tell them apart, but in and out, feeding insects to their young. They saw their first fireflies on the 25th, and they said, honeybees are busy pollinating the hawthorns and the mountain ash. We have time for a little more?
Yes, we certainly do.
Okay. Keith Radel from Faribault says that young bluebirds can take a lot of heat. So a lot of people worry about these young birds on days like today when it's going to be so hot. He said spirea, the old-fashioned bridleweed spirea, now look like white fountains. And Jerry Gray from Winsted area reports American kestrel is nesting in a wood duck box. And he also had wood ducks hatching on Thursday the 24th. And they usually hatch out one day, and then they jump out the next day. Cattails are coming up now, so our wetlands are starting to look a little green. I guess we're out of time here.
Well, one final note from a texter said, saw my first fireflies, monarch and yellow swallowtail butterflies in White Bear Lake yesterday. So there you go.
Fireflies, well, White Bear Lake. That's great.
Well, Jim, let's plan on talking 1 week from today. Stay cool now.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert back with more Nature Notes next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO.